Broken Sky by L.A. Weatherly. Trust no one.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Of all the ways to lose a person, death is the kindest. Ralph Waldo Emerson. Prologue. The rain beat down. I stood half hidden in a doorway, with my hands jammed in my coat pockets, staring out at the gloomy city street. The glow from the street lamps daubed at the shadows. In the downpour, the light itself looked streaked with damp. Distantly, I was aware of the emptiness in my stomach, a hollowed-out feeling as if someone had gouged away my insides. It was 2 days since I'd eaten. Not that it mattered. If I could just get what I needed, I'd be fine. A light went on in the diner opposite, 5 a.m. I could see a bleach-blonde waitress tying on her apron and silver stools with red leather at seats. My hands tightened in my pockets. It all seemed so ordinary. I was desperate to get in there and see a newspaper, but forced myself to wait until other people had drifted in. A postman, a woman who wore sensible shoes like a nurse, a few more. Then, my heart beating hard, I flipped up my coat collar and left the safety of the doorway. My boots splashed in the puddles as I jogged across the street, shattering reflected light with each footfall. My boots. They were regulation boots, nothing like the pretty shoes that most women wore. I prayed no one would notice and stepped into the diner. The sudden warmth and dryness was an embrace.